how the left could serve us. Because when you read this, the only interest expressed is power, how to get it back. But to do what? That's the question I think the left could serve us all by, the professional left, by clarifying, by inviting discussion around, so that we can be clear that where power wants to go is not where we want to go. I believe that in order to get a better handle on this issue of what is this thing called the state and what is its relation to power, it could be useful for us to read a brief quote from Karl Polanyi, in which he writes that prior to this notion of a self-regulating market, the economic system, quote, was absorbed in the social system. Quote, a self-regulating market demands nothing less than the institutional separation of society into an economic and political sphere. Such a dichotomy is in effect merely the restatement from the point of view of society as a whole of the existence of a self-regulating market. And let's pause for a second. When he says that it is but another way of stating this division of spheres, that there is a self-regulating market, that to say that there is a separate economic and political sphere and that there's a self-regulating market is kind of like a tautology. You're saying the same thing. And what that means for us is that both state and economy were simultaneous creations of the 19th century. And Popper says the same. There's a long quote from him. I mean, from a totally different angles. He's just focusing on the state. But in Revealing Division at the end, there's the last section before conclusion. There is a long quote from Karl Popper, and his he uses an awesome example of how pundits serve the state by focusing on Hegel and the King of Prussia. And so what Polanyi is saying here is that the two were simultaneous creations. Continuing. True, this is Polanyi, true, no society can exist without a system of some kind which ensures order in the production of and distribution of goods. But that does not imply the existence of separate economic institutions. Normally, the economic order is merely a function of the social in which it is contained. 19th century society in which economic activity was isolated and imputed to a distinctive economic motive was indeed a singular departure. If, in fact, economy was a creation, and I believe most importantly, an ideological creation, what was its purpose? These are questions we need to begin talking about. Was it really progress? Or was it to strip us of authority for this all-important area of our lives? And making it seem that it was by necessity, that this global economy was by which we are all compelled to come in, it required a separate administrative function. The creation of economy required the creation of the state. So, what is the state? I believe it's the mechanism created to keep us from being self-sufficient, for ensuring our disconnection from the ancestors, the earth, and each other by seizing management of the reproductive function as its exclusive prerogative. A mechanism for taking for itself sole administrative oversight, management of the means by which not just we reproduce our lives, but by which we can see the whole. That's what's hoarded only for themselves, for power. They see the whole. The point, the key, is keeping us from seeing all difficulties are but easy when they are known. The disagreements within the ranks of power fundamentally are all over degrees of force. How hard to tighten the vise. So fundamentally, disagreements over strategy, over how hardcore to let totalitarianism be. But absolutely key is keeping us from seeing. Till next week, peace.